Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Don't do it.
What happened?
Vengeance has already been spoiled, man, on the text line. The first text I read, I already now know what happened at the Avengers.
Why would they do that?
Because he's a piece of crap.
Rev already called him out, and the guy, his reasoning is the best.
It's literally the worst reasoning ever, and I'm going to put his phone number on Craigslist under the casual encounters.
Wow. Okay, so this guy spoiled the Avengers on our text line.
First text I read, he tells what happens.
Yep. Oh, am I glad you're handling the text because you don't care.
No, I'll forget by the time I watch this movie. And even if I do, I live in the world of wrestling where I watch everything 2 days or a day late. If I had to get off of all social media if I wasn't going to get spoiled on stuff. So I just accept that I'm always going to have stuff spoiled on me.
Well, I'm going tonight, so that would have sucked.
Yeah, I won't. And Vicky's not going anywhere near the text line.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. Danny has no problem with it. Rev's already seen the movie.
I've seen it, so it doesn't bother me.
So he's he's completely right, though, right, Rev? He spoiled it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Hulk had lunch.
So what's his reasoning for spoiling it to us, by the way?
He says, sorry, guys. Ever since someone ran through the school hallway screaming, Snape killed Dumbledore, I've been jaded.
So you're going to F us over. What did we do? Did we run through your hallways and do that to you, pal?
Well, in all fairness, it was me. That used to be my thing. I used to go to high schools and run through the hallways and spoil Harry Potter. So this is
karma.
Yeah, I want to be so mad at him, but...
Well, you already saw it.
I'm mad at him because I could have seen it. If that was my job to do the text, I would have seen it this morning, and that would have sucked.
You would have been... You'd be in a bad mood every day if you had to look at the text, BJ.
Yeah.
It's sometimes one of the most taxing things I have to do.
Can I... I know that we're a happy show, and I know that the old me is... Yeah, well, I mean, you know, for the most part, you guys really keep me in a corner of happiness.
Okay, what are you going to do? Get mad?
Yeah, I am going to get mad at this guy.
Okay.
I just want to say, dude, and we have your number. That's the thing. So we have your number. We could be a-holes right now, and I could say, well, there's no reason why I shouldn't give your telephone number out to everybody and say everybody should text you and call you and just text you forever and send you D-pics because somebody ruined the Avengers for me. So
I'll send him a D-pic. I have no problem sending my D.
Yeah. I mean, think about what a loser you are that because you were hurt, you decided to hurt us, who you listen to every day. I imagine we provide you with some entertainment. Why would you try to hurt us? What did we do to you? We didn't run through the halls. We didn't do that. So you basically got treated violently or meanly, and you're turning around and doing it to everybody else. This is exactly what goes on in the world. This is what escalates into any kind of violence and hurtful behavior. It's because somebody says, somebody hurt me, so I'll randomly go out and hurt somebody who didn't deserve it. So he's a loser. Loser. I hate to say it, but you are a loser. Your life sucks. This is what you would do.
Oh, I need to take a rip from the bong because I'm about to get deep on this. But it is a microcosm of everything that goes on in this world. Someone's hurt.
Yeah.
And then they want to hurt others.
Dude, you've called it.
Hold on. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You've called it. This is the... Yeah. It's the essence... Man. Of violence begets violence, and people go, well, you have to escalate. We're not talking about... I'm like, this is where it starts.
It all starts with the Avengers spoilers.
Yeah.
Man. Batman beat everybody.
You got hurt, therefore you're going to hurt somebody else. And look, I know this, you may think it's not the same thing, but somebody that goes out and does something horrific to random people they don't know is because they got hurt somewhere in their life and they're like, well, I can't go back and get justice from the person that hurt me, so let me go out and randomly hurt other people who don't have anything to do with this.
Well, it's Dumbledore's fault for being killed by Snape.
And Dumbledore actually needed to do that, okay? He needed to do it. He asked Dumbledore to. I mean, Snape, too. He said, look, Snape, you got to do this, buddy. Okay, you got to get this done for me. I don't exactly know why, Danny. Why is it that was it some plot thing that Snape needed to, that Dumbledore's like, look, I ain't lasting a while. I know that, you know, Dumbledore knew he didn't have long, but yeah. For some reason, I don't know why he wanted. Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Snape's girlfriend got herpes from Dumbledore.
That's actually true, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? I thought you said you didn't see any of these movies.
No, I watched them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on to you guys.
Yeah, so there you go. The Snape's girlfriend. Well, you can tell Steve has never watched these movies.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
No, you don't.
There's a broom and they ride it,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
I heard that they didn't use a condom when they did that.
Well, yeah, again, Snape. Well, unless Snape had some action going on that we never knew about, but that was never revealed to us.
I like a text says, if you spoil it, I will never listen to this show again. We're not going to spoil
Harry Potter. That's not us.
No.
No. Yeah, well, we spoiled Harry Potter, but by now, if you don't know that that's going on.
And it's funny because yesterday I was just like, I'm just done with social media. Everybody's post is like, don't spoil it. You better not spoil it. If you spoil it, you're the worst human being. I'm like, okay. Like, nobody's talking about this movie other than the people that are begging you not to spoil it. And I was like, why are people going so crazy about this? And then
this happens.
And that's why.
Yeah.
But just, you know what? Honestly, though, if you haven't seen the movie, just don't go on social media. Now that it's out.
It's tough for us. We have a job. Like, you had to go to the text line.
You got one day,
man. I'm seeing it today. I mean, I couldn't see it yesterday, so I mean.
No, I'm saying don't go on social media today. I guarantee you someone's going to try and spoil it in the most random, creative ways.
So I don't have to go on social media?
Yes.
I just keep everything closed today?
I say keep everything closed.
This is awesome. This is going to be the greatest day ever.
Do it.
All right. I'm going to let everybody know. Do not contact me today. I'm not going to answer anybody.
Or you know what? You're just going to have to hear back from BJ in about, 24 hours.
I love this.
Yeah.
Dude, you're giving me permission. So if somebody comes at me and goes, hey, how come you're not doing your job today being on social media?
When does that ever happen?
I don't know. You never know if Hair Club decides, maybe he's going to be a real boss. You know what I mean? I mean, Hair Club might decide, I'm going to be a real boss today and actually enforce some rules.
He's never going to be like, DJ, you need to social media more.
I've had bosses like that.
Danny does the one for the show and for the station.
Perfect.
So Danny doesn't care about the damn Avengers.
Vicky, you've got to stay off social media, too.
What are you doing? You're on it right now.
It's only my freaking job.
Well, get off it.
Get off.
See, Vicky's
right
got a
problem.
See, Vicky's got a problem, though.
Yeah.
She can't stay off social media.
No, it is my job. I need to make
Oh, yeah, blame it on the job. Yeah.
What if we tell you
All
today?
Right, I'm going to sit back and not do a single thing today, and it's going to be great.
So, well, no, you got to work. You just don't have to go on social media.
All right, what else do I do besides social media?
Honestly, she just said, I'm going to do what I do every day.
Nothing.
That's what I heard. Nothing. Yeah, that's what I heard her say.
And Snape is dead.
No, Snape, well, actually, yeah, he is dead. Actually, that's another spoiler alert. He is dead.
Yeah, he is dead.
Yeah.
I read the spoilers this morning. That was the first thing that I did.
You read the Avengers spoilers because you don't care.
I don't care.
And I'm so happy he did, because even though he doesn't understand what's going on with it, I was able to talk at him about what happened, and it was so relieving.
I've seen a few people on social media saying, not trying to spoil anything, but if you've seen the movie, direct message me. I need to talk.
Yeah. No.
Like, wow.
One of my buddies down in LA, Mark Ronner, used to do the Special Ops podcast for us. He saw it at midnight, and he was texting me at 3:30 this morning.
Aye.
And the first thing he said was, F, I need a hug.
Whoa. Wow, okay.
And this is a man not going any further than that. We don't want to spoil anything.
Well, I did have somebody just tell me they thought it was almost a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And Rev, you echo that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what everybody was saying, that this will be the best one, like out of all the 22. And based on, I guess, somebody saw it and that's all they said. They said, this is the best one. That was the only critical review thing they said. That's amazing with all of them that this is the best one.
I just realized how many brain cells I've burnt in my life because I read the spoiler on the text lines and I've already forgot what happened.
Good for you.
Have we gotten an apology yet from the spoiler
guy? I don't know. We're getting a lot of text messages, BJ. I don't want to have it spoiled now that I don't know anymore.
You care about not having it spoiled.
I don't know if he has.
To be fair, that was his apology. I'm sorry, guys.
Somebody spoiled it for me.
Anything else.
He's jaded, man.
Yeah, I don't care if you're jaded or not. You know what? This is a show that, granted, we have a lot of women listening and we love you, girls. And love you ladies, but we also
ladies, what's up?
Hey ladies. But you know me, my entire history here in Seattle is that I've been trying to help men be better men. And that's the kind of crap that if you do, you're just, you don't understand what a loser you are, that you'd hurt other people. And that's, it is hurting. There's no doubt about it. People spoil things because they want someone to feel bad. They want someone to get angry. That is a form of hurting somebody. And you did it because you were hurt? No, that's not how life works. There's two kinds of people in the world. People that go through trauma and come out on the other side and do good, and people who don't. It's the hero story. Are you a hero or are you a villain?
Because this man's a villain.
I mean, Batman is a hero. The Joker is a villain. Both.
Whoa,
of them,
spoiler alert, bro.
Yes, sir. Both of them are two sides of the same coin. Both had the same crap happen in their life, that whatever they did to them. And one decided, you know what, I'll be a force for good. The other one, a force for, well, I'd say evil, but more chaos, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you don't? Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So stop being a dick.
Yeah. That's really a life motto right there.
Yeah.
Just don't be a dick.
Yeah. You like that, huh? I wish I could take
Jim Smallman is a wrestling announcer guy, and he runs a British promotion called Progress Wrestling, and that's his thing. When he goes up and does his thing before all the wrestlers come out, that's the only rule they have at Progress Wrestling is to not be that type of person.
Don't be a Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who came first, because that's Will Wheaton's line, too. He's been saying that on the internet for a long time.
Well, I don't know.
All right, well, you know what? We need to get that copyrighted.
I think it's okay for more people to say that, though.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good message.
Yeah,
yeah, don't be a Danny.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, good.
Can you guys stop talking about it? Just move on, please.
To talk about what?
New topic. I want us to talk about food.
Yeah. I like food.
Now I'm done with that texter.
Yeah, we talk about food. We talk about food.
I know. Seriously. I'm going to tell you this right now.
TGIF brothers.
I'm done with everything. I'm off the text line, Steve. I don't know. You should be off the text line. Maybe we shouldn't just contact A and B and get in touch with anybody today.
I think we got to go back to fax machines.
I know, really.
If you want to write us, you really have to put effort into it.
Jeez. How about
being a miserable F?
Yeah. Have a little empathy, for crying out loud. Damn it, Steven. Danny got the movie spoiled for them, a movie they don't care about.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how sad that is for them.
Yeah. I mean, here I am on a high of highs, new Taylor Swift song, and then I got to have this show ruined.
Oh, I didn't know there was a new Tay-Tay.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
Oh, dear.
Meanwhile, I'm bummed because...
spoiler alert. It sucks.
Does it really?
Wow. I love Taylor Swift.
My How About Hair Club sent me the new Collective Soul song, and I couldn't play it on my phone, so I haven't heard it yet.
Oh,
it's supposed to be like...
What station are we on?
C-Soul used to be on this station. No. We play it from time to time, and I heard it's like old school, like their roots, like when they were rocking.
Yeah, they found themselves again, huh?
Can we play it, maybe? Can you take me a little piece? No? You fine for me?
You have internet. A phone?
Yeah. It doesn't work on my phone!
YouTube it, bitch!
I'm not allowed to go on the internet today.
You go on YouTube for Collective Soul.
Oh, no, I bet I go click on Collective Soul, and it goes, and here's what happens with the Avengers.
Somebody just read the comments.
Yeah. They'll Avengers roll me.
Batman killed Robin.
Yeah, I'm done with this. All right, fine. Let's talk about something else. Let's move on, like the texture requests.
Yeah.
All right, this is about a woman that was kicked off a plane and then arrested. Why? Well, because she complained about seeing something gross on the plane. And no, I wasn't on that flight, so no, it wasn't me. Yeah. Steve has the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us the Migs Report, and happy National Pretzel Day, the greatest day
Woo!
Ever.
Yes!
All right. Enjoy yourself a soft pretzel, maybe at Annie Ann's, maybe at a ball game, wherever it may be, eat them pretzels.
Don't forget the good folks at Wetzel.
That's true.
Or... go get one of those giant tubs of those pretzel nuggets, but inside of them, peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's the hard level. Those the hard pretzel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are so damn good, but I can't have those anywhere near me because I will eat a whole bag.
Yeah, Trader Joe's has got a good bag
of those. That screw-on bucket.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So good.
So delicious. It's also National Help a Horse Day.
Help a who?
Horse.
Oh, a horse.
Or whores.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's also Hug a Friend Day.
Oh, well, if I'm helping a whore, I'm hugging a friend, aren't I?
And National Hairball Awareness Day.
Wow, this is a weird day.
There's lots of stuff going on today. Yeah, okay. It's also Arbor Day. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I say enjoy a pretzel and hug a horse.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about this woman. Well, she was arrested. And it's a weird reason for being arrested. She got on the plane. She was going on a Frontier flight from Vegas to North Carolina. She's 53 years old. She had a 14-year-old daughter with her.
Okay, all sounds good.
She gets to her seat and realizes there's vomit on it.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't think that would be just cause for a person getting arrested for complaining about it. But apparently she was being so disruptive when complaining about it because she's like, you know, we don't want to clean this. This is ridiculous. And I guess one of the flight attendants said that they wouldn't help her and she would have to clean it herself. And they said that she was being disruptive to the point where they had to deplane the plane with all the people on there. And she was put in passengers. In this clip, we got some audio because, of course, somebody pulled out their cell phone. You could hear her yelling to somebody about the vomit on the plane.
They're going to try to arrest me because they have threw up on the plane. And my daughter was standing in front of me. Are y'all serious? This is not right. All y'all see what happened on that plane.
That's not right.
Yeah, apparently that was being disruptive. I don't know, man. I think I'd be freaking out, too, if there was vomit on the plane.
How does the airline not get in trouble for this? And they, I mean, there's vomit on your seat, and she's upset. Who wants to sit in that? I can see her being upset, especially since if they're not going to clean it up, why wouldn't she be upset?
And now here she is talking about what happened.
I felt humiliated. I felt more so bad that my child had to see me be handcuffed and taken away from her.
Yeah, that's a beating. Seriously, that's ridiculous.
And she didn't punch anybody in the face.
No, and why can't you raise your voice anymore, especially when you're not getting treated properly? You know, somebody says, go sit in the vomit or clean it up yourself, and you paid how much money for that ticket, which is not cheap?
Unless you did the vomiting, yeah, why are you going to be cleaning it up?
Well, I can't wait to hear from Frontier Airlines on this. We're only getting one side of the story.
That's true.
You know what? This has not been a good year for the airline industry as far as treating customers. It's just a lot of airlines don't know how to figure this out.
As opposed to the year before, and the year before,
yeah,
and the year before.
Well, I've said before, Alaska, man, they seem to be like one of the only airlines I know that figures it out.
Yeah?
It's really, dude,
because of Russell Wilson, man.
Yeah, he's our chief football officer, that's why.
That's right. Let's talk about this very odd story that involved Godzilla and a hazmat team.
Oh, really?
Apparently, this happened in Pennsylvania. Some guy named Michael got a package on Wednesday afternoon, had what he thought was a fake return address. He opened it up. He found a glass jar inside of it with a black object floating in it. So he called 911. The cops came. They brought in the hazmat team.
Yeah.
And the object that was in that jar, a piece of Godzilla's skin.
What?
Turns out, I guess, a few years ago, he forgot, but he donated to a crowdfunding campaign to make the next Godzilla movie, which is finally coming out next month. And by doing the crowdfunding, he won a piece of memorabilia for his donation. He also forgot about that. So he never really put together the dots, and maybe, I guess, there wasn't any kind of proper documentation in the package, but he won a piece of Godzilla's skin.
And he didn't know what it was.
And he forgot. Sometimes these crowdfunding things take a minute before you get them.
Oh, they do. You're
fulfilled.
Absolutely right. Sometimes it can be three years, four years. Sometimes if you have a real lame one.
Sometimes you never get the record that you did through the Pledge Music.
I don't know anybody that did that. That's happened to.
So anyway, the hazmat team got called in because of Godzilla. And speaking of Godzilla, you know the movie's called King of the Monsters.
Yes, it looks good.
And I'm pretty excited about this. I know Rev hates this song, the Blue Oyster Cult song, Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Some people, it's a love or hate relationship with that song.
See, I grew up with the damn song. The minute I heard it, I was a big Godzilla fan as a kid. So the minute I heard a band, I didn't care who it was, they were singing about Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm sold. Here's the cool thing. Serge Tankian from System of a Down, he covered that song for the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little sample of it.
Okay.
Oh no! They say he's got to go.
Go, go, Godzilla!
You feeling it? You feeling it, Rev?
Yeah, this song can go somewhere else.
Wow!
Look, Rev's probably right. I just still have that love for it because of the nostalgia.
I think you're right, Steve, because I'm feeling this. I'm so excited. I want this movie to be good. I so want this movie to be good.
Yeah. Well, if that song is any indication, it probably won't be.
And the trailers look amazing, dude.
The trailers do look really cool.
I'm so stoked for this movie.
Let's talk about the draft yesterday. You know, NFL draft was going on. The number one pick.
Yeah.
How about this? Kyler Murray. He's the number one overall pick. The Arizona Cardinals picked him. And here's a cool little tidbit of information about him. He's the first ever to be taken in the first round of the NFL draft and the Major League Baseball draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a good baseball player.
Yeah, pretty good baseball player. A lot of people already connect him to Russell Wilson. Yeah, very interesting. I think it was like a pink suit he was rocking, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow.
But there's already comparisons because of his height. And now, of course, you got the comparisons because of baseball.
Well, yeah. It's tough to make both work. And how about Arizona? Now what are they going to do with the other dude they drafted last year?
I would imagine they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
trading block, baby.
It makes me happy when you draft quarterbacks and then they don't work out for you. And look, nothing against Kyler, but since Arizona's in our division, I hope he doesn't work out either.
At least not for a long time.
Yeah, I hope he goes and plays baseball.
Fair enough. Now, the Seahawks, of course, they had two picks in the first round because of that Frank Clark trade they were going to be picking. What was it, 21 and 29? But, of course, in true Seahawk form, you're tuning in, you're waiting to see who they're going to pick, and they trade down.
Yeah, of course they do.
So just to kind of put it in perspective, going into the draft, the Seahawks had only four picks in the draft, which is really low for them. By the end of the day, they made enough moves and transactions that they now have 9 picks in the draft.
That is pretty amazing.
It's those guys, typical John Schneider stuff.
Yeah, those guys really do just, you know, move them around.
So the 21 pick, they ended up trading to Green Bay in exchange for the number 30 pick. They ended up trading the number 30 pick, I think, to the Giants to move down on that one. But they did keep the number 29 pick, and they did pick somebody in the first round.
With the 29th pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select L.J. Collier, defensive end, TCU.
Hey, L.J. Collier, my comparison is Michael Bennett. This is a player that fits a mold of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Well, we could use a Michael Bennett-like guy.
Did you hear the phone call that John Schneider and Pete Carroll made to...
No, I haven't heard this.
Oh, man, it's so awesome because you could tell he's like somewhere with a bunch of friends, family, probably his agent as well. So they call LJ, and it's just pure bedlam behind. And then he starts losing his mind and forgets that he's on the phone with Pete Carroll. If you watch the video, you just see Pete waiting on the phone for an extended period of time. We shortened it because the screaming and yelling goes on for a while. But here's a sample of what happened when John Schneider called LJ to let him know that he was being drafted by the Seattle Seahawks.
Hello?
LJ.
Who am I talking to?
This is John Schneider. I'm the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
You and the next next to you here, okay, partner? Come on in. We want you to come in and get after that quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Congratulations, man. Here's Coach Carroll, okay?
Let's get it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, LJ, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
Oh, everybody's going crazy.
I hear you. You're having have fun. You should be having a blast.
Oh, yeah, he's having a great time. He just got drafted in the first round. It's cool seeing him rocking the Seahawks cap right away. Do they just have a baseball cap of every team waiting for him?
That's a really good question.
Because he wasn't at the draft place.
No. You're absolutely right. How do they do that?
Right. Or did they have an idea that maybe it would be, I don't know.
Yeah, because if that was just his call, isn't that the first he hears about it?
I bet his agent has every team that's available.
That's a good call.
Well, congratulations to him. That was pretty cool. And, of course, the draft continues, and a bunch of picks the Seahawks will be making today and tomorrow as well.
Let's hope we hear a lot about that name, LJ.
I would hope so. He looks good, man, watching some of the footage. He looks like a real powerhouse. How about the Mariners? I think they're still playing and scoring runs on the Texas Rangers. I could be wrong.
Oh, man. At least we're better than the Rangers this year
F, man? The bats are alive again. You go from one game where you can't score at all, you can barely get a hit.
Yeah.
Next game, you score 14 runs and beat the Texas Rangers 14-2. Marco Gonzalez, 5-0 on the season so far, BJ.
Good for him.
Not bad. Definitely falling into that ace role.
He's got the luck of the Irish because it seems like no matter how he pitches, they get him enough runs.
He's the first Mariners pitcher to reach 5 wins before May. So good luck to the Mariners again. They're going to be playing tonight. NHL playoffs yesterday. I'm sure, BJ, you're very happy camper. Boston Bruins ended up beating the Columbus Blue Jackets in overtime for game one of the second round of the playoffs. Yep, they won 3-2. The Blues hung on for a 3-2 win over Dallas. Tonight, you got the other teams playing. You got Carolina taking on the New York Islanders in their first game of the second round. And then Colorado will be taking on San Jose.
Are you ready to say go Bruins yet?
Nope.
Come on!
Go Blue Jackets, baby. Sorry, BJ.
Fine.
As far as weather, 62 degrees and some sun. And thank you, Snoqualmie Casino, for giving us the Meeks Report.
You got to let it go, man.
I'm never going to let it go.
You got to let it go. It was a long time ago. And look, you know, every team's got to try to win just because my Bruins bounced your Devils
in 1988.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
I was a young man. Yeah, well, actually, a young boy.
You were a young boy.
Yeah. And I was in love with this team that sucked for so many years.
Yeah.
And they finally had a chance, and the Boston Bruins screwed me over. I will never let that go.
Elsa has a message for you.
It's the only grudge I think I have in life.
Yeah. You got to let that go.
I know, you're probably right.
Yeah, you really got to let it go. All right, yesterday, Steve.
And I got the Elsa joke. I don't need to.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
You only had to say it three times.
Have you seen Frozen?
No, but I've heard people go, let it go, let it go.
Well, that's a good version, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the one time back, I think it was Target or Toys R Us, they had the stupid doll that you hit the button and it sings it.
Yeah.
And I'm that guy that hit, like, every single doll. So
of course
it was just, that aisle was the worst sounding aisle of all time.
And everybody hates you because you're not the person they want to hit the button because you're never going to buy the damn thing. That's true. By the time somebody wants to actually hear it, like a little Lily, Danny's kid, the battery's dead because of you.
It was a while ago, and if I remember correctly, and I could be paraphrasing my wife, but I think she even said, when are you going to grow up? Something along those lines. Like, will you just stop doing that?
She needs to look in the mirror and realize, you know, you married a child.
I just love those things when you could, like, squeeze a hand, and then all of a sudden it starts singing.
Yeah.
The toys.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's like,
you guys do that? Do you guys ever do that at the toy stores?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
See, I don't because I know that the kids will want to do it and I don't want to ruin it for them by having the battery die.
Put some batteries next to it. You'll be fine.
I'm not going to kill the battery by squeezing it once.
Well, if there's a bunch of yous that do that stuff, then like I said, Danny's little kid comes by and then they go, oh, and they're so excited and they press and it doesn't work.
Well, or it dies 5 days after because it's been so used and you're like, ah, now I have to go buy batteries.
A good parent would have batteries on hand at all times, Danny.
Mm. Well, that would be Vicky then because she's got a lot of batteries, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah, and look, well, you know what? Prince Steve is doing well in the foster world,
yes,
right?
He is.
The one thing you will learn when you have little kids and you have toys that make a lot of noise, oh no, what happened? The battery died. Oh, we don't have any because they will drive you insane.
But then they want to go buy all the new toys because they're like, oh, that toy broke. Blah,
don't
blah,
worry,
blah.
Vicky. No. I will. I think I want to take a more active life in Prince Steve's life, and I will be the grandparent with the batteries. I'll make sure you have plenty of batteries for little Prince Steve's loud toys.
Life hack, you just put a piece of tape over the little speaker, and it silences it a lot.
Somebody says I go to Walmart all the time. I try to get all the toys making sound at once, and I'm 48 years old. Haha. Another person, I'm 44, and I still do that, LOL. I'm glad to see that I'm not the only immature.
I'm tempted, because when I go to the Walmart and Factoria, I mean, no doubt about it, you can be that guy.
And if you do it right, you don't really have to do it right, you just do it. And none of them are singing at the same time, so it just sounds like this chorus of just the worst sound.
You've never worked in retail, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? And you still can do that to your brothers and sisters?
My brothers and sisters.
I would never do that to my brothers and sisters in retail.
It's like a fraternity. I worked there as a summer job. Screw them.
Oh, see, that was my job, okay? I was full-time at the TJ Maxx. I was full-time at the supermarket. I feel like I'm in the retail brotherhood system.
It goes away. They stop singing at some point.
Except that there's always a guy like you that walks in, like, every hour.
Uh-huh.
It's just hours of misery for the retail people to go, oh, there's another idiot in the aisle pressing all the buttons.
You think a retail person's ever snapped?
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, beat someone over the head with that
believe
toy?
Me, I've been in that thing. And, yeah, we really want to go in there and go, get the, honestly, yeah, we just love you guys. We do. You know, the guys that mess up all the clothes. Like, do you really have to touch every damn piece? Just pick a color and forget about it. Yeah, and no, you'll never fit into a medium. Get the hell out of here and don't mess up my mediums.
Oh. Hey, BJ.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah, you're right. Yesterday, Steve got this one wrong.
In the nursery rhyme, how large was the spider that climbed up the water spout?
I mean, extra large.
No.
Big enough?
No.
That's it. Big enough.
I got behind her. I don't know. It's better size.
No.
Got behind her? What's nursery rhyme? A YouTube.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, wow. What are you doing?
Hey, the spider went up the spout. He needed the money. Oh, right behind her. He's big enough.
Itsy bitsy.
Yeah, you remembered.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Yeah. You want a shot of painting Steve? Well, we're going to put him in an aisle. He's going to squeeze all the sounds, so he won't pay attention. 206-421-ROCK. Beat Miggs at 8:40. 8:647.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.